Anyway, good evening, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Okay, this is our second week of our series, and we call this Road Trip. Hindi ko nakita kanina. I don't know kung na tinawag ni Kuya Ryan lahat ng mga first time. First time yung nakapunta dito. Pero gusto ko kayo makita. If you came here for the first time, would you raise up your hand para ma-acknowledge ka lang namin? Thank you. Yun, marami sa likod. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Sige, let's give God a big hand for these people. Thank you very much for coming. Again, we always say this is victory, and this is not a boring church. And in fact, there are two things that we're so passionate about, that is to honor God and make disciples. Okay, and talking about making disciples, that's why we'd like everyone to be part of a victory group, okay, for us to grow with one another in our walk with God. Kaya lahat tayo dito, we encourage everyone na at least kasama tayo sa mga victory group na meron tayo. Anyway, we are live, okay, tonight. And we are on our second week of our series, Road Trip. Last week, just want to make a recap. Sino sa inyo dito, nandito kayo last week? Yung nag-open tayo na series. We talked about for us to know God's will. Okay, Road Trip is really about the goal for this series is for us to understand and know the will of God so that we will be confident in making decisions. Why? Because we are basing everything from God, okay? And we will talk about this for, again, tonight, then two more weeks, yung iba sa atin, bago tayo talaga magbakasyon. But bago natin pag-usapan kung paano natin talaga malaman yung will ni Lord sa buhay natin, last week we talked about that the foundation is really about trusting the Lord with all our hearts, okay, and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledging Him, and He will make our path straight. Okay, that is the foundation in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. That is actually the foundation where we need to start everything in knowing God's will. Kailangan meron tayong point of a preference. Kailangan meron tayong starting point. Saan ba tayo magsisimula? And that is trusting in the Lord. And right now, we are, again, continuing our series. And in this road trip, there are so many ways how to get to our destination. Okay? Again, katulad ng sinabi ko last week, maaring marami sa atin dito, nagpaplano na talaga. Okay? Hindi ka pa sure nag-graduate ka, pero nagpaplano ka na mag-vacation, mag-road trip. Okay? Pero sino sa inyo dito, gag-graduate ka? Okay. Mga awkward yung sigaw na, parang duda ka. Okay? Yung iba, medyo hindi pa sigurado. Pero ngayon pala, nag-iisip na tayo. Okay? And there are so many ways for us to get to our destination. And somehow, yung pagpunta natin sa mga destination na to, nag-e-evolve. Okay, I remember during that time, siguro hindi pa talaga tayo tao noon, para makapunta sa isang destination, yung mga tao na una sa atin, they are using a compass. Okay? Kung north ba, northeast, or southwest, ito yung ginagamit nila for them to get into their destination. And of course, nag-evolve yun, na-develop, meron na namang bago na way para makapunta sa isang destination. That's why nagkaroon ng mga mapa. Okay? Kung saan ka. Let's say if you're going to Metro Manila, where specific in Metro Manila, meron tayong mapa. Mamaya na yung road sign. Yan. Okay. Kung pupunta ka sa Marikina, saan ba dito? So meron kang hawak-hawak na mapa. And of course, hindi lang yon. Ngayon, meron na tayong makikita mga road signs. Yung mga mag-guide sa atin. Which way? Okay, dito, papuntang ganito, Bridge Lake or whatever. So, nag-e-evolve, okay? And of course, nowadays, meron na tayong Google Map. Okay, sino sa inyo, you're familiar with Google Map? So, pag sinearch mo yun, again, kung saan yung gusto mong puntahan, then lalabas yun. Satellite, kukunin niya yung kung saan yung pupuntahan mo, yung destination mo. And of course, ang pinaka-paborito ko na talaga naman na-develop, nag-evolve, yung pinag-usapan natin last week, is Waze. Okay? So, itong Waze na to, sobrang paborito ko ito. Kahit nasan ako magpunta, kahit na alam ko na yung direction na pupuntahan ko, talagang ino-on ko lang siya kasi gustong-gusto ko lang naririnig yung sinasabi niya. In 300 meters, turn left. Talagang pinagtitripan ko lang. Gusto ko lang talaga. This is paborito ko talaga in terms of getting to your destination. And somehow nag-evolve. Okay? Parang sa mga klase lang natin. Pagka nasa school tayo. Dati, di ba, pag sinabi ni teacher, okay, now, take down notes na. Kunin nyo na yung mga yellow paper nyo, lahat ng mga notebook nyo, kunin nyo na. Pero nag-evolve din yun. Ngayon, pag sinabi ni teacher, okay, take down notes na, ito na ang gagawin natin. Okay, picture na lang. Okay, take down notes na raw. Oh. Diba? Yung iba, gamit pa, DSLR. Oh, ma'am, pesto ka doon konti. Di ba? So, ito na, nagde-develop talaga, nag-evolve. Sino ang gumagawa nito ngayon? Ayun, no? Grabe talaga, nag-evolve. Okay, nade-develop talaga. So, picture-picture na lang. Siyempre, di ba, para i-scan mo na lang. Grabe. Nakakapagod yata mag-notes. Picture na lang. Okay? So, nade-develop. And, but again, our goal, whatever, kung ma-develop man yan or hindi, but our goal is really to get to our destination. And that's what we are trying to really answer in this series, Road Trip. All of us here, again, we are all going somewhere. And regardless of the way, okay, ano man yan gawin natin, ano man daan yan, we want to make sure that we'll be there sa time na gusto natin, okay, sa paraan na gusto natin. But before we do that, I believe that, you know, God wants for all of us to know where we are going, where we are heading, okay? And, right now, we're gonna read, okay, we'll be talking about knowing God's will through His Word, okay, through the Bible. Next week, we'll talk about knowing God's Word through the people around us, okay? And of course, the last week of this series, knowing God's will through vision. But right now, we'll talk about, we are zeroing in knowing God's will through His Word. And at this time, I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet in reverence to God's Word. I want to read from Psalm 119, verses 105 and to 107. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, dala nyo ang Bible mo? Nyo, mahal na mahal mo, may Bible ka. Okay, wala. Thank you, Lord. Buti na lang ako nasa iPad. Sino sa inyo dito, teki ka, nasa cellphone mo na? Ayun, okay. Yung pala yun, hindi hardbound, talagang nag-evolve talaga. Psalm 119 verses 105 to 107, it says here, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." And then 106, "I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow," say that with me, follow. "That I will follow your righteous laws." Then 107, "I have suffered much." So probably this, the author of this psalm is really taking from the experience that he had. Probably that he made so many wrong decisions. He made so many wrong turns. Probably before we even talk about road trip, they were talking about this road trip, knowing God's will. And the problem was, they made wrong turns. They made wrong decisions. That's why he said, he mentioned that, "I have suffered much because of wrong decisions. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word." Again, we are going back to the Bible, the basis of everything. Okay? By the way, just a little trivia for all of us. This Psalm 119 is actually the longest chapter in the Bible. Okay? And then yung 117 is the shortest chapter in the Bible. In 118 verse 8, okay, that is the center, ang pinakagitna, pagbalibaliktarin mo mula Genesis to Revelation, 118 verse 8, "The Lord is our refuge." Okay, just a little trivia. Ngayon, talking about the longest verse in the chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, this chapter really talks about meditating on God's Word. Really all about the decrees of God, the laws, the commandments, specifically the scripture. Okay, knowing the scripture. I believe that God has something to say to all of us here tonight. That is why we are reading this scripture. Can we just pray? Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord God, for we know that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, Lord. God, I pray, God, that may you open, God, the Bible, Lord God, so that we may understand, we may know what is your will in each every one of us, Lord God, tonight. Lord, we thank you. God, I pray that you would bless our time together. We want to give you praise. We want to submit everything to you, Lord God, our thoughts, Lord, our worries, everything, Lord God. Lord, may you be the center of our focus tonight, Lord. We give you back all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, upo tayo lahat. You know, 2011, actually, one of the most memorable part of my life and my wife, 2011. Kasi yung 2011, we had our Lifebox National Staff Summit sa Cebu. Okay, so lahat ng mga campus missionaries, lahat ng mga campus missionaries natin dito sa Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, nag-gather doon sa Cebu just for a three-day refreshing, really hearing from God, and really to be equipped. Okay? And after nung summit namin, pinlano namin ng wife ko, pinasunod ko yung wife ko papunta ng Cebu. Okay, syempre, wala na kaming gagawin noon. And after na pumunta siya ng, dumating siya ng Cebu, wala kaming magawa, as in, nag-backpack lang yung dala namin, iniwan namin yung ibang gamit namin sa Victory sa Cebu. Nagdala lang kami ng few clothes, then nag-decide lang kami right there and then, pagkagising namin ng umaga, saan ba tayo pupunta? Sige, ganito gawin natin. Road trip tayo, punta tayo ng Bohol. Okay? Then I want to show you a picture of us dito yung pagpunta namin sa Bohol. Ayan, tingnan mo. Kimping-kimpi ang buhok ko. Okay? Nasa habal-habal kami. Yan yung tinatawag na habal-habal. It's a motorcycle na i-rent mo and then sasakay kayo, then iikot kayo sa buong Bohol. Okay? And yung driver na to, ito na rin yung magiging guide nyo. So, abang naghahabal-habal kami, syempre, picture-picture din. Alam nga naman, takpan ko pa yung buhok ko, di ba, para hindi maging kimpi. Long hair pa kasi ako niyan, yung time na yan, 2011. Okay? And of course, hindi lang yun yung pinuntahan namin. Pumunta rin kami dito sa simbahan na to. I think, because of the earthquake, wala na yata itong simbahan na to sa Bohol. Parang ito yung Leaning Tower, okay, of Bohol sa kanila. Medyo nakalean din yan eh. Yung itong tower na to. And of course, nagpa-picture din kami. Meron pa ba? Wala na, yan lang. Okay. So, balik tayo dun sa unang picture. Yan. Balik tayo sa Kimpoy. Okay, Kimping-Kimpi. You know, this is very cheap. Yung binayaran namin itong driver na to, ng habal-habal, I think 500 pesos. Inikot na kami sa buong Bohol. And, you know, first time namin nakapunta sa Bohol, we don't even have itinerary, we don't even have things in mind. Ano ba ang gagawin natin? San ba tayo matutulog doon? San ba tayo mag-overnight doon? Basta bahala na, road trip tayo. So, adventure talaga namin na mag-asawa yon. Then, nakausap namin to. Itong driver na to, it so happened na siya rin yung naging guide namin. Dinadala niya kami kung saan yung pinakamagandang tourist spot. Okay, nakapunta kami sa Chocolate Hills, nakapunta kami doon sa mga Tarsier, at marami pa doon. Okay, sa mga Lobok. Okay, sino ba mga taga Bohol dito? Bohol. Nakapunta ka na ng Bohol. Maganda doon, maganda sa Bohol. So, why am I sharing this? You know, we don't have any idea pagpunta doon, but praise God for this guide so that he could help us know kung saan ba yung magandang puntahan at hindi kami maliligaw. And you know, I realized that in life, if we are actually on a road trip. And somehow, I believe that all of us here, because we are all going somewhere, we need a guide. Especially if you don't know what's ahead of you next week. Especially after graduation, hindi mo alam ano mangyari sa akin. You need a guide. Or for some of you here, gusto mo na talaga magka-boyfriend, magka-girlfriend, hindi mo alam kung sino or paano, you need a guide. Okay? Lahat ng mga gusto magka-boyfriend at girlfriend, magsabi ng amen. Ayun, ang lutong nun ha, talagang gusto nyo ha. Okay. But the problem is, most of the young people today are misguided. Maraming mga kabataan ngayon, you know, they are just following wrong guides. As long as it could help them, as long as it would, you know, make them realize na, uy, it fits me. Mukhang okay ito. And one of the guides that we are following is horoscope. Okay? Kung naniniwala ka sa horoscope, pag mo itataas ang kamay mo. Okay? And we still believe, most of the people still believe, okay, as a zodiac sign ko, scorpion. Okay? So, sabing ganun sa scorpion, this day, ang lucky color ko ay blue. Okay? Eh, mahilig siya sa blue. Uy, lucky. Okay? So, kaya pagka lumabas ka, late ka na sa school mo, wala pang blue jeep na dumadaan, hindi pa yan, lucky yan. Hindi lucky yan, walang blue. Hinihintay mo talaga. Okay? But the problem with this is that it is misguiding us. It is not leading us to the right destination, to the right will, to the right plan na gusto nating makita. Not just that. Maraming din sa atin, we are misguided because of self-help books. Maraming mga self-help books ito. Sabi dito, how to make someone fall in love with you in 90 minutes or less. Parang yung mga lalaki, paiibigin kita sa loob ng 90 minuto. Diba? Akin ka na. Parang, a lot of people are basing their future with these self-help books na makakatulong sa kanila. Ah, kailangan basahin ko to. Paano ba mag-build ng muscle sa mukha? Okay? Para magka-six-pack ako sa ilong. Okay? Para, pati noo ko, pati ilong ko, talaga mga six-pack, di ba? So, paano ba yan? The problem with this is that really it's all about inspiring someone. But is this really the right guide for us on this road trip? At marami rin sa atin, ang nagiging guide natin is yung mga sign. Iisipin natin, Lord, pagka itong ulap na to kumorting puso, magiging kami na talaga, Lord. Tapos kumorte. Minsan, di ba, pinipilit natin, yan, puso na, yan. Hindi, may ganun naman eh. Di ba, pinipilit natin yung gusto natin para lang sabihin natin na will to. Okay talaga to. Okay? And not just that, for some of us, we still believe, meron tayong mga DJs, kila Papa Jack, kila Dr. Love. Alam mo yan, pagka tumatawag yung mga kabataan, yung mga estudyante, about sa pag-ibig, ano bang may papayo mo sa akin? These guys are, this is their job. And the problem with this is that, they are misleading people, especially students. And sometimes we follow the guide, we follow advices from our friends. Ano ba yung sinasabi ng kaibigan ko tungkol dito sa pag-ibig, sa emotions? Okay? But the question is, the big question is, can we really know God's will? Is it really possible for us to know God's will, God's plan, God's future in my life? Does God still speak to people today? Napaka-advanced na ng panahon ngayon. Talaga bang nangungusap pa rin si Lord? Lalo na sa generation na to. Maybe those times sa Bible, nababasa namin, sa time nila Moses, but can still God speak to people today in this generation? Okay? Another question is that, does He actually have a master plan for my life? I want to submit to you that the answer, in fact, to the first question, can we really know God's will? The answer to that is absolutely yes. We can definitely know what God's will is for you and me. We can definitely know that. The answer to the question is yes, and God still speaks to people today. Can you say amen? Mangungusap pa rin si Lord dyan sa katabi mo. Okay? Hindi sa'yo, sa katabi mo. And the Bible, say this, the Bible will never tell us specific kung ano yung gusto natin. Halimbawa, maaaring yung iba sa atin na may tanong tayo, Lord, sino ba ang mapapangasawa ko? Okay? Hindi naman sasabihin talaga sa Bible yon. And sometimes, yung iba dito, lalo na lalaki, may nililigawan ka, pangalan, Shirley. Diba? Eh, nakita mo sa Bible, sabihin gano'n sa Bible, Matthew 28:20, and surely I am with you always to the very ends of the age. Lord, surely! Lord, grabe ka, ini-spoiled mo ko, asya na talaga. Surely. pinipilit natin. But, you know, we have questions in mind, Lord, ano ba talaga ang pangalan ng mapapangasawa ko? Lord, ano ba talaga ang course na kukunin ko? Well, I want to tell you that those are not specifically given the answers in the Bible, but the principles are right there. And probably we are saying, wala naman sa Bible ang bawal manigarilyo. Yes, I think so. But the principles are there. The Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The answer might not specific right there in the Bible, but the principles are there. And we will ask the question, what job to get? Maaring hindi wala sa Bible yon, but the principles are there. Minsan, baka isipin pa natin, Lord, ano bang ballpen ang gagamitin ko ngayon? Pula o asul? Ano bang will mo ngayon sa akin? Diba? Lord, ano bang will mo ngayon sa akin? FX or Jeep? Pag narinig ko, may sumisigaw, Antipolo, Sumulong, Simbahan. Okay? SS, Panorama, Olive. Okay? Diba? Kabisado mo na. Lord, malamang FX. Diba? Pagka dumadaan ka, Antipolo, Sumulong. Grabe, recorded, no? Alam mo, natutulog ka, mapapanaginipan mo pa, Antipolo, Sumulong, Simbahan. Mapapapitik ka pa eh. Antipolo, Antipolo. Ang labo. Ano ba talaga? And we might ask, di ba Lord, sino ba talaga ang pipiliin ko sa dalawa o tatlo? Kasi lahat sila qualified, Lord eh. Di ba? Sino ba? Bigyan mo naman ako specific. Well, I'm sorry to tell that there's no specific name. There's no specific situation. Okay? Nasasabihin talaga ni Lord sa'yo. But the principles are right there in the Bible. That is why if we want to know God's will, we need to go back to the Word of God. We need to go back to the Scripture. And may narinig akong story, sabi nga daw, may isang estudyante daw na wala, broken-hearted. Talagang kaka-break lang. Then, Lord, ano ba ang will mo sa akin ngayon? Binreak ako ng girlfriend ko. Hindi ako makakagraduate. Yeah. Iniwan ako ng mga kaibigan ko. Lord, ano ba ang will mo sa akin? Eh, nag-open daw ng Bible. Pagka-open, Matthew 27. Talaga eh. Judas hanged himself. Lord, ang sweet mo, Lord, ah. Diba? Ito ba ang best ending ever ko, Lord? Diba? Parang, we are misguided when we think about, Lord, it should be your will. But you know, again, I want to tell you that there are certain principles from the Scripture that if applied, will better enable you to hear and respond to the Word of God. Principles are truths that can make or break you whether you believe it or not. It will affect you. Those principles, whether you believe it or not, it will affect you. Like for example, gravity, the law of gravity. Whether you like it or not, there's what we call the law of gravity. Whatever goes up, must come down. Okay? Kahit nasabihin mo pumunta ka sa 30-story building, at sasabihin mo, tatalon kaya ako, totoo kaya ang law of gravity? Okay? Malamang-lamang, totoo yun. Subukan mo lang. Okay? Ibig sabihin, you know, the principles will in fact make you or break you. Whether you believe it or not, it will affect you. And sometimes we are thinking about maybe purity. Wala naman sa, ano ba talaga sinasabi sa Bible? Well, the Bible, the principle in the Bible is we should keep the marriage bed pure and avoid sexual immorality. Okay? And whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, maybe you are thinking that, you know, it's okay to have sex even when you're not married. It's okay to have, you know, relationships after relationships. Why? Because tao ka, lalaki ka. May pangangailangan, binata ka, dalaga siya. Okay lang yon. But principles are there whether we believe it or not. It will affect us. And the point is, He wants you to hear His voice even more than you want to hear it. I believe in my heart that, yes, we all want to know God's will. We all want to hear Him. But more than us knowing God's will, more than us wanting to know God's will, it is God who wants to reveal His will to all of us. Bago mo pa isipin, bago ka pa mag-pray talaga, Lord, ano ba talaga ang will mo sa akin? Gustong i-reveal ni Lord yun sa'yo. Okay? How? Through His Word. But the problem is, we don't want to take time to read God's Word. The problem is, we want to know God's will, but we don't want to apply it. We don't want to obey it. We don't want to read the Scripture. In fact, far too often, we may not like what God is saying in the Bible. Kaya nga sabi sa 2 Timothy chapter 3, okay? Can we just show that scripture? Sabi dito, all scripture is inspired by God, all. Not some, hindi one word, ay hindi inspired kay Lord yan sa Bible, sa Genesis. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. You know, I realize that the reason why a lot of people, especially young people, doesn't want to even open the Bible is because they knew. People knew already that talagang totoo yung nasa Bible eh. And we don't want to hear the truth. We don't want to hear that, you know, sabi sa Bible, you know, bawal mag-commit ng ganito. Dapat i-honor mo ang parents mo. Okay? That is why we would rather go to our friends' advice. Yung mga advice ng mga kaibigan natin. We would rather, you know, Google it, the answer to our questions. We would rather, you know, look for other ways to find out na ano ba yung mag-fit sa akin rather than going to the Scripture. Going to the Bible, reading God's Word. Why? Because this is the truth. We all know that the truth is really on the Scripture. But the problem is we don't want to read and obey and apply it because it will offend us. Mau-offend yung mga ego natin pagka binasa natin yung Bible. Sabi ko na nga ba, kaya ayokong i-open to eh. Kasi ayokong makita itong sinasabi sa Bible eh. But it says there that it is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. So if we want to know the will of God, then we must look for it in the Bible. For you to know God's will, you don't have to look for any other ways. It's all about the Word of God. It's all about the Scripture, the Bible. Someone tells us that the blessed or happy person meditates on God's Word day and night. Those people who meditate God's Word, they are the people who are blessed, they're happy. Yes, there will be storms, there will be trials, but those who meditate on God's Word day and night, they are the people who are happy, blessed, and fulfilled. Why? Because they are basing everything that is about to happen to them on the Scripture, on the Word of God. The question is, where are we basing our decisions? You know, when you read the Bible, you are disciplining and preparing yourself to think and act biblically. And we can know and trust God's will through His Word. You know, if we're going to go back to the question, can we really know God's will? Again, my answer to all of us here tonight, absolutely yes. We can know God's will, God's plan in your family, in your relationship, in your emotion, in your studies, in your future, in your personal life, everything. We can know God's will through His Word. It's all based on the Scripture. Before I end, why is it that we can really trust the Word of God for us to know God's will? First, the Word of God is the absolute standard. the Word of God, the Bible, the Scripture. Everything that really comes out from the mouth of God, that is the absolute standard. I'm telling you right now, if you don't have a standard, you could just go anywhere. You could just make decisions, anything you want. You could just get ideas and thoughts that you can apply in your life. But without any standard, I'm telling you, you're gonna fail. Just like, you know, according to C.S. Lewis, how will you know if a straight line is straight? You need a ruler. I can tell you, when I draw a circle, I can tell you this is a straight line. But what is the standard? The standard is the ruler. In the same way in life, the standard is the Word of God. Where are you basing everything that you are hearing? Is it really on the Word of God? I'm telling you this. The Word of God is the absolute standard. It is the highest. It is the final authority. The Word of God has the final say of what you will become, where you will go, and what you need to do. The Bible has the final authority, the final say in our lives. That is the absolute standard. Not just that, the Word of God is the basis of truth. It is the basis of truth. You know, we can hear so many advices, so many things. You do this, you do that, you go there, not this. But is that the truth? But when you go back to the Bible, I'm telling you, this is the basis of all truths in the world. We might say, you know what, I'm watching this a show, and this show is called Dr. Phil. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy. Dr. Phil is a guy that can really, you know, give advice, good advice. Okay? And in fact, it is so inspiring that, you know, even the most stressful people, most worried, you know, people who have so many problems, grabe, it's so amazing. They would just cry and cry aloud every time that this Dr. Phil would say a word. And you know, I realized that, you know, if you don't know the Word of God, you can be misled. It can be inspiring. But I'm telling you, if the Word of God is not the basis, it can be inspiring, but it will never change anyone inside out. Because only the Bible, only the Word of God, only the Scripture can change every person, each one of us. Why? Because that is the basis of truth. For us to know God's will, we need to understand that the Word of God is the basis of truth. And not just that, the Word of God is the clear revelation of His will. You want to know God's will? It's in the Bible. It's in the Scripture. Because that is the clear revelation of God's will, God's plan in our lives. You know, the good news is that God will never play hide and seek. You know, that's the good news for all of us. He will never play hide and seek. Alam mo yung mga bata tayo, lalo na kami, yung mga bata kami, yun ang gusto naming laro. Maaaring sa inyo, hindi nyo na ginagawa yun. Pero kami, batch namin, ganon. Hide and seek, taguan. But you know, the good thing is God will never play hide and seek. We will look for answer, and God will never say, secret, hanapin mo ko. God will never do that. In fact, He is so much willing to reveal His will to all of us. Only in the Word of God, the clear revelation of His will be found out. I want to close with this, Psalm 119, two more scriptures. Psalm 119, verses 105 to 107. I'd like to read it again. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, have you ever realized na kapag gising mo, madilim? alam mo yung groggy ka pa? Diba, pagkatayo mo, alam mo yung gumaganong-ganong ka pa, diba? Parang binabalansi mo pa yung sarili mo kasi ilang oras ka nakaiga. Then, sobrang dilim. Meron ba sa inyo dito yung pagkagising nyo, diba? Yung sobrang dilim, wala kang makita. Alam mo na agad kung saan nakalagay suklay, diba? Alam mo na agad kung saan nakalagay cellphone mo. Wala. Why? Because if that will happen, most likely, you will be in trouble. It's either mabuuntog ka, may matatamaan ka, may mababasag ka. Why? Because you don't see anything. For you to see what you're looking for, you need to switch on the light. Am I right? So that it would be less accident, it would be easy for you to find what you're looking for. The Word of God tells us, the Word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. It gives us, it opens the way for us to find out what we are looking for. Now, the question is, what are you looking for today? Are you looking for something in the future, in your family, everything? You need the Word of God. And I realized that in a road trip, especially if you're traveling at night, you need to turn on the headlight. Or else, most likely you're gonna meet an accident. You need to turn on the headlight so that you could see the path. In the same way, the Bible is our headlight for us to see where we are heading. Are you still here with me? For us to know, oops, may humps dito. Oops, dead end to. Kailangan kong kumanan. That's what the Bible helps us to really understand where we are going. To really know, oops, this is a wrong signal. I need to be cautious about this because this is what the Word of God tells me. About this wrong relationship, about this, you know, about being stubborn to my parents. I need to be cautious. That's why we need the Bible for us to know God's will. And as I close, I want to lead you to 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. It says there that the world and its desires pass away. Everything that we want, everything that we are desiring right now, it will all pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. Let me just say that again. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. Why? Because his foundation is really the Word of God. Now, in this scripture, you need to understand that we all fall short of the glory of God. When Adam and Eve sinned 1,000 years back, why? Because they want to do their own will, not God's will. That is why they made the decision, I'm going to eat this fruit regardless of what the Lord will tell us. We're going to eat this anyway. But then again, 2,000 years ago, there's one man, Jesus Christ Himself, our Lord and Savior, who stood in the gap because all of us were still following our own ways, our own will. That is why God made the decision to give His own Son, Jesus Christ, so that by His Son, everything that the will of God will happen. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, fulfilling the will of God, giving His own life, Himself, for the salvation of many. Because we are all following our own ways. But Jesus Christ Himself made a way. He stood in the gap. That is why the scripture tells us, whoever does the will of God lives forever. If we follow the guide, and that is Jesus Christ, our ultimate guide, rest assured, hindi ka maliligaw. Hindi ka mawawala. And at this time, I want to pray for some of us. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? You know, there might be some of us here tonight. You know, you realize that along the way, during the road trip, you followed so many advices, maybe perhaps misguided you along the way. And right now, I want you to talk to God right now and tell God, Lord, I'm sorry, I've trusted my own self. I've trusted my own thinking. Even what I heard, even what I learned from the people around me, instead of trusting your word. Lord, I've been a Christian for so many years, but still, God, I'm missing so many turns, making wrong decisions, losing so many opportunities because of the wrong guides that I took in my life. Would you talk to God right now and ask God for forgiveness? And start telling God, Lord, would you help me, God, from now on to read your word, to trust your word, not just to read and trust, but apply it, God, obey it. Because I know that your word is the way for me to know your very will. Would you talk to God right now? Just tell God, Lord, I need you as my guide. You are the absolute standard. Indeed, the word of God is the basis of truth, of all truths. And there's a clear revelation of your very will. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, for this time, Lord. God, for just revealing us, Lord God, that indeed, God, it is so possible, Lord God, to know your very will, God. And that is by reading your word, obeying it, and applying it. Lord, for your word says, Lord God, that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because indeed, it became a reality, Lord God, for us to be led in a right way. And that word became flesh, and that is you, Jesus. Lord, would you help us and guide us, Lord God.